Next patient is Denise Gibbons. Gibbons is G-I-B-B-O-N-S, Gibbons. Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. D-E-N-I-S-E, Gibbons. G-I-B-B-O-N-S. Date of consultation is 2/17/26. Date of birth, 10/11/69. Please make copy for Taylor Perry, APRN. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Taylor, thank you for sending Denise Gibbons for evaluation. Next, just present illness. This is a 56-year-old female who has had a history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, has experienced cough, shortness of breath, and wheezing. The patient does use an albuterol inhaler as needed and on montelukast. And she has been coughing up very little whitish mucus and denies any sinus problems. She had a chest CT done on 1/26/26, which showed a 2 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe and a 4 millimeter fissural nodule in the anterior medial right at the lower lobe. Follow-up CT suggestion. There was predominant centrilobular emphysema and a moderate hiatal hernia. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of Mycobacterium abscessus infection in 2010. She also had a history of MS and past history for lymph node biopsies from the neck, but no specific etiology. I'm sorry, lymph node biopsies from the neck and was subsequently diagnosed to have Mycobacterium abscessus infection in 2010. She had a C-section in 05 and spinal and has had Hashimoto's thyroiditis and a history for a TIA. A history of obstructive sleep apnea and a history for asthma with chronic bronchitis. And next paragraph. Allergies to sulfa, penicillin, macrobid. Next paragraph. Medalist included paroxetine 10 milligrams PID, albuterol inhaler 2 pulse PRN, levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily, ranolazine 500 milligrams PID, gabapentin 100 milligrams, 2 caps daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Next, and Xanax 0.25 milligram PRN, gabapentin 100 milligram 2 tabs HS. and recently on prednisone 5 milligrams a day. Next habits the patient smoked 1.5 packs per day for 26 years and quit. Alcohol use, none recently. She is a mental health counselor. Next, family history, mother died of COVID and chronic kidney disease. And father died of Lewy body dementia and heart disease. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue. She had no weight loss, no cataracts, but has double vision. She has vertigo and hoarseness. She has sinus drainage and post nasal drip. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has asthma symptoms. Then and she has abdominal pains and heartburn. No diarrhea. She has constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. I'm sorry, she has some chest pains and jaw pain. And calf muscle pains and palpitations. No leg edema. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. There's no seizures, headaches. No seizures, but has headaches and numbness at the extremities and memory loss and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This this is a middle-aged, averagely built white female. No acute distress, no pallid cyanosis. Clubbing of perforedema. Blood pressure 132/70. Pulse 98, respirations. Pulse is 85, respirations 20. Temperature 97/8. Weight is 142. Saturation 99. HUND anomalous, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine crackles, both lung bases. Diffuse wheezing. Heart sounds are irregular, so nice to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema. Mild varicosities. Normal reflexes. There were no gross motor upsets. Cranial has ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast. Number one, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea, possible. Number three is cystic multiple sclerosis. Number four is anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And CBC and IgE level. And also advised to go for a sleep study. She also will continue the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and continue her other meds listed above. Including Ventolin, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, Ranolazine, 500 milligram BID, and Plavix, 75 milligrams a day. Follow up here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Taylor Perry APRN, Stark D'Souza.